Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Flexen is here. She's the author of Make Your Shift, and that's her new book, right, Bev? That's the new one?
Actually, my newest book is The Pocket Guide to Sales.
Okay, I don't have that one.
Yes, I'll have to send you that one. That's my newest one.
The Pocket Guide to Sales, and so...
For financial advisors. It's targeted to that market.
All right, and so they can find all of your stuff, your books, and all that you do at your website, right?
Yes.
Which is?
The-collaborative.com.
The-collaborative.com, and so check all that out. Beverly, thanks again for being here, and you were telling us a story about some dysfunctional folks in the previous segment, and some ideas on how to deal with it, and let's talk about that some more. Give us some more tips. When you've got, you were telling us that the people you were mentioning actually had to break up. That
yes.
they couldn't. I mean, after working together for a long time, they actually had to leave each other. What do you think? What is it that we can't, that makes it so hard for us to rise above things?
Well, I think there's a couple of things at play. I mean, I really do think we dig our heels in and we get in the position of, you know, I'm right, and if I can't get you to see the fact that I'm right, I'm just going to refuse to be in relationship with you. And this, Jim, and these things are not necessarily even business related. I mean, these people I was talking about, it was actually a personal issue. And we know with our own staff, you know, somebody rubs somebody the wrong way,
right,
or they don't like the way that they worked on some project, or they
right,
responded to something, or they left them the voicemail. I mean, think about it. I've had staff members, you know, they're upset about the tone of an email. And I say to them, how do you know what tone
right,
somebody had when they wrote that? So I think, you know, helping people see maybe a little bit more of the objective side of it, that,
yeah,
you know, we all, none of us learn how to do this communication thing very well.
Well,
you know, we don't learn about different styles. We don't know how to do this.
And you know
stuff.
What I hate? I hate it when people say, I know it's not what you said, but it's how you said it. Come on, grow up.
Well, and you know something, and that really is, you think about the essence of communication, right? So little of it is the words that we use. We love this tool called DISC that we use a lot, right? And, you know, what DISC teaches us is that we have words we use, but we have tone, we have pace, and we have body language. And unfortunately, Jim, people are keying in so many times on our tone, our pace, and our body language.
But here's,
and we don't recognize it.
But and I agree with that, but here's the thing that I'm going to back up on some of this stuff, Beverly, is sometimes when you're busy, when you're in the heat of the moment, when you've got stuff to do, when you got other things that are more important than whether my feelings get hurt or your feelings get hurt, just kind of, how about let it go?
Well,
you know, I mean, I do think there's some
thing,
growing up. There's some growing up that needs to happen in the marketplace. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I do think. I mean, this is the concerning thing, and you know, I'd mentioned to you offline. I'd written this blog about, you know, holding a grudge and how we just hold on to these things, and
mm-hmm,
at some point we got to say, look, you know, who's getting hurt here, right? I got to move on. And I was really distressed by the number of people who responded saying, "Oh gosh, you know, that's psychobabble, and you can't
mm-hmm,
let it go. And if somebody's done you a wrong, you got to." And I mean, come on, people, like, you
yeah,
know, what really choice do you want to make here? Do you want to wallow in it and hate this person and bring
right,
everybody else down, or do you want to figure out a way out?
Well, just like whenever I've worked for someone in the past, and I knew them pretty well, and we were in the middle of something really stressful and trying to get something done, and they might have snapped at me, or they might have said, you know, come on, we got to pick up the pace here, whatever. You know, I didn't take that as an assault on me. I just took it as the boss is up against it, and he's responding. He's not doing that to me. He's responding to the thing we're working on or whatever, you know. And I got over it. I grew up.
Well, and I think, you know, there is a dynamic that a lot of very successful people, and a lot of times a business owner, a senior leader, you know, we tend to be assertive, hard-driving folks. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how you got to get some stuff done. But unfortunately, for many people, they are off-put by that because it feels, you know, too forced, too aggressive, too assertive.
Right.
And so I do try to help people understand. I mean, it really is all about style. And there are, in some ways, no quote-unquote goods and bads. There's goods in certain situations, and then there are places it's going to backfire on us. So I think as business leaders, we also have to see and say, look, you know, I am sorry if it feels like I'm pushing really hard, but we're under the gun here. So what is it that you need from me then to get this done? But if somebody, but then that person has to be able to respond and say, well, this is what I need. And that's what I mean about, you know, what can you control, what can you influence, and what's out of your control? You've got to be able to identify it for us as a business leader to be able to support you.
Well, in business, though, it all comes down, it also comes down to, I don't have to like this person. We don't have to be in love. I don't have to think they're the most wonderful person in the world. Do they do their job? If they do their job and if they're honest brokers and they're professionals, then maybe I need to look at myself if I'm having a problem with it. What do you think?
Well, and look at how common it is, Jim. I think we've all had the experience where you have somebody who just doesn't seem to get along with anybody.
Or, that's different, right.
Right? So sometimes, you know, having a little bit of that self-reflection, you know, we have to do it all day long as business owners, right? We have to, all day long. But I think we've got to also support our employees and encourage them to do it, too.
Yep. Well said.
The-collaborative.com.
You can find all of Beverly's books there and everything else. Beverly, thanks for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.